Dear God, thank you for being the maker of all things new. As a believer who trusts in Jesus, I affirm that the old has gone and the new is here. I am a new creation. Today is a new day. Help me to make the right decisions and say goodbye to the former things, like bad habits, addictions, and negative attitudes. Help me in each day to become more aware of whose I am. Teach me to reflect your image and not mimic the patterns of this world. Transform my mind so I will grow in your wisdom and discernment and discover what your plan is for my life. When I get overwhelmed by doubt or insecurity, remind me that in you, I am a masterpiece. That even before I was in my mother's womb, you created me to do good works in your name. I pray those things come to pass in their right time. As I begin to grow and learn through these devotionals, open my spiritual eyes and ears to recognize the hope of your calling and to value what's most important. Thank you for leading and guiding me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Based on 2 Corinthians 5:17, Isaiah 43:18 and 19, Romans 12:2, Ephesians 2:10, Ephesians 1:18. January 2nd, the greatest trade. If anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. In 1975, in what is arguably one of the worst trades in sports history, the Milwaukee Bucks traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Bucks got four players in return, none matching the caliber of talent Abdul-Jabbar possessed. He would go on to make history with the Lakers, winning five championship titles and a record six MVPs. This story makes me grateful for being on the receiving end of the greatest trade in the history of the world. God exchanging the sin of humanity for the righteousness of Christ. Because of his trade, we go from old to new, from dead to alive, darkness to light, bondage to freedom. Separation to united with Christ. Lost to found. In debt to paid for. We don't have to earn or work for salvation. We definitely don't deserve it. Jesus paid the price for us. It cost him everything. It was also his mission. When we accept Jesus, we are viewed as righteous. We are made right with God, and we experience the joy of a new, purpose-filled life. So live out of that joy. Celebrate this new life you have because you have been traded to the greatest team of all, the family of God. How does being reminded that you are part of the greatest trade of all encourage you to live out your purpose? January 3rd, you are a divine work of art. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. Many people spend their lives wondering if they're normal, or wanting to be, hoping to fit in. Maybe you've experienced this. Maybe to feel a sense of belonging, you wore the same brands or listened to the same music as everyone else. It's funny how hard we try to be something we're not. Trying to fit in is a solid strategy for living an average life. But God didn't call you to be average. He didn't make you the same as everyone else. When the Apostle Paul called us God's workmanship, he used the Greek word poiema, which means making, in the biggest, most creative sense of the word. A good translation might be the works of God as creator. Some translations use masterpiece instead of workmanship. You are a divine work of art. You are one of one, created in love, for love, and by love. When you start to embrace and even celebrate how God made you, you can begin to do extraordinary things. When you accept your divine image and see yourself as God sees you, the stress and anxiety of comparison will fade away. Be free to be who God says you are. You matter too much to God to be just like everyone else.